Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
It is 7:22 on Total Information AM Sunday, and I think we're getting ready to play Pong. Michael Kelly and John Hancock join us. All right, gentlemen, let me start with the tariff thing. Additional tariffs on Canada and Mexico and China, and the president says this is going to be good for the country. Tariffs don't cause inflation, they cause success. So where do you stand? I'll start with you, John, on this.
Well, I've long bemoan the fact that Americans are generally economically illiterate when it comes to basic economics. First of all, tariffs are not paid by foreign countries. Tariffs are paid by American companies that import goods. And the cost of those goods are going to go up if they're from our bordering states of Canada and Mexico, which is where most of our trade comes from. The cost of those goods is going to go up close to 25%. That is inherently inflationary. The other lesson on economics that we should know is that if you want less of something, you tax it. So we're going to get fewer imports in this country. And when demand is high and supply decreases, basic economics, prices go up. And that's inflationary. Further, American companies who have to compete in a free market, when the cost of their competitors rises, when the price of their competitors' good rises, American companies are able to increase the price of their products because the goal of a business is to make profit. Basic economics. That means that even stuff produced and manufactured in the United States is going to increase in price because those companies can make greater profits and still be competitive in the marketplace. All of that is inflationary. And the reality is, Scott, we do not have a political party in this country today that believes in the principle of free markets. And free markets are what made the American economy the greatest, most prosperous, most dynamic marketplace in the entire world. This is bad policy. I agree with Rand Paul. This is a very bad policy. It's going to hurt America. It's going to hurt American consumers. And it's regrettable.
So why is Trump doing it then?
He believes in them. And I don't know why. He graduated from the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania, and he believes fundamentally, for whatever reason, that tariffs are a positive thing. And if we've learned anything in the history of this country, go back to Smoot-Hawley in the 1930s, that tariff. Tariffs are anti-free market. Tariffs are inflationary. Tariffs hurt the countries that do them. That's why we hadn't done these widespread tariffs in 100 years.
Michael, any thoughts on this?
Please continue with John. That's quite an argument, and I completely agree with him. The only thing I'd add is that the man told us he was going to do this, and he's going to continue to do all the things that he said. And I think that hopefully people are going to start to wake up and potentially have some buyer's remorse over some of these extremist things. And I'm sorry, imposing these tariffs the way he has on Canada is extremist.
All right, let's talk about
Here's the other thing. I heard throughout, because I was critical of the tariffs throughout the campaign, and I would hear regularly from listeners or writers that, you know, you don't understand Donald Trump, Hancock. He's using these as a negotiating tactic. He's going to use them to help control illegal immigration. He's not really going to go through with this. He's playing third level chess. Well, no, he's doing what he said he was going to do, and we're going to all pay the price for it.
Well, he also said he was going to enforce immigration and deport people, and he's doing that as well. People with criminal records, that, and there have been high-profile cases of illegal immigrants in the country committing crimes, murders even. So what's the argument about against what he's doing, Michael?
As it relates to his immigration policy?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, look, I think everybody understood the immigration system needed to be addressed. And when you see the influx of migrants that came over the last several decades, that we've got to do something. He's imposing some extremist measures to immediately stop some of this. But it's not a long-term solution for our country. What's ultimately going to have to happen here, Scott, is our Congress is going to have to sit down and come to some type of compromise where we do secure the border. We get back to having a proper immigration process in this country. And in the meantime, we're going to live through Donald Trump and his ICE raids.
John, are you supportive of what the president is doing in terms of this immigration enforcement?
Yeah. What I've seen so far is that the focus has been on people who are in this country illegally who have committed some form of felony. And if that's the focus of the deportation policy, then I'm fully on board. And so far as I've seen, I've not seen widespread going in and rooting out families or folks that are here or they're, you know, picking oranges. So if the policy stays focused on getting rid of criminals, then I think that's a positive development.
Locally, this Rams settlement fiasco is the word I would use, has gone off the rails even further with Friday's meeting and the aldermanic president calling it we're ending the meeting, and then telling or saying on social media that one of the other aldermen was drunk. How do we fix this situation?
Well, we need to get drunk to watch the Board of Aldermen. I mean, it's a complete joke what's going on. And I think what it ultimately comes down to, Scott, is we are seeing in real life the failure of this progressive movement, the Kim Gardner, Tashara Jones, Megan Green style of government has failed to deliver as it relates on basic government services. They continue to want to push money into projects that they say they're going to solve social ills when they can't do the basic services of government. And so the question is whether or not the voters will start to make a change. A poll came out yesterday that showed that the mayor was in some serious political trouble as we head up towards this election. But I would caution people to remember that progressives have continued to win inside the city of St. Louis. And I don't think this is a slam dunk for Kara Spencer. But boy, when you see polling numbers like we saw yesterday as campaign operatives and managers, you're running from the hills, man. That's some scary numbers.
John Hancock, final thoughts?
Well, I mean, this is the gang that wants to operate child care centers. I have serious questions of whether they'll have any diapers in that place. I mean, these people literally cannot function. And the fact that they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars is pretty unsettling.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly, thanks as always.
See you, brother.
You betcha.
All right, it's Total Information AM Sunday.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.